There is no stopping the Bronx. There is no stopping New York City. Let me send you a message.
Go to Mexico.
Those were not the stars from the Broadway show Hamilton. That was New York State Senator Jamaal T. Bailey and Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. doing freestyle raps at the opening day of New York City's Homecoming concert. This event was Mayor Bill de Blasio's gift to those who were vaccinated, as well as an incentive to get New Yorkers vaccinated with free concerts across the five boroughs. What made it special was it featured hip-hop artists from the Bronx, Staten Island, Queens, and Brooklyn. The final concert on the Great Lawn in Manhattan had an all-star lineup of musicians ranging from Andrea Bocelli to A Boogie with the Hoodie. What was it like to see some of the founders of hip-hop take the stage once again? How did it feel to be at a free concert for vaccinated people? Well, keep listening. I'm Miss Mac, and this is Hall Pass Break. What better place to begin a hip-hop concert series than in the birthplace of hip-hop in my former childhood home, the Boogie Down Bronx? Here's what it was like for those who ventured to Orchard Beach to see KRS-One, Slick Rick, The Furious Five, Kool Moe Dee, along with many others. Just a heads up, throughout the episode, you're going to hear amazing hip-hop music and other artists and some comments in the background.
My name is Monique, and I'm from the Bronx, so that's what brought me out. I grew up on this music. I was born in 92, but my mother listens to all types of music.
So what's the atmosphere like for you? How's it feel to be here and vaccinated, right?
Yes, I love it. It's nice to be around my elders and just vibe with them.
Who are you here to see? What do you want to see?
I wanted to see Slick Rick, but I don't think I'm going to make it to Slick Rick. Because it's getting late, and although I'm young, my knees are not making it.
My name is Naima Lamont. I grew up in New York City. I'm a Queens girl, but I got tickets for all the events. But the Bronx is where hip-hop started, and this is the soundtrack to my childhood, so that's why I came.
Hi, I'm Serena Williams. I live in Long Island now, but I was born and raised in the Bronx, so I had to come out and represent. I love hip-hop. Hip-hop is all races, creeds, colors, and cultures, and I want to keep it alive.
So, okay, for people who are not here, what's the atmosphere like? What's going on? Who brought you here? Like, who is your artist that you wanted to see?
No one specific. I mean, KRS-One, of course. Big Daddy Kane, of course, but you know, Nice and Smooth. I mean, this is just, we love hip hop. So the vibe here, it's a mature crowd. It's hip hop heads, hip hop lovers.
How you doing? My name is Craig. I'm from Queens. This is my son, Alexander. He's all from Queens, South Jamaica. I'm 51 years old, and my son is 13. This is my youth, and I wanted to share it with him by bringing him here to see, you know, what I grew up on and what was the best thing for me growing up. you know, half my family from the South Bronx, even though I grew up from the Queen in Queens. So I seen the early stages of hip hop when, prior to crack, people didn't have a lot of stuff, but we had camaraderie.
After the Bronx, the concert continued in Staten Island with Raekwon and Ghostface Killah of the Wu-Tang Clan, but unfortunately, I didn't make it. Sorry. I did venture to Brooklyn, where Papoose, Jenna Morello, Mano, Designer, Big Daddy Kane, among many others, took the stage at Brooklyn Army Terminal. But first, Rocky Buchanan, the executive director of the Universal Hip Hop Museum, took a moment to speak about this moment in hip hop.
Celebrate. This is history right here. This is the first time in New York City's history that we did a hip hop show in every borough. So give it up for Brooklyn. So make sure when we open up in 2024, you guys stop through to see all the legacies from all your favorite rappers, from Lil' Kim and Big Daddy Kane and Notorious B.I.G. and Designer and all the other cats and females that came from the great borough of Brooklyn. They'll be celebrated in our Universal Hip Hop Museum when it opens.
Public advocate Jumaane Williams hyped up the crowd and introduced Senator Chuck Schumer and Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Hi, Stephen. Y'all, I love hip hop. I'm happy to see y'all. As I mentioned, my name is Jumaane Williams, and thanks to y'all, I'm the public advocate of the city of New York, the highest ranking black elected official here. Who's vaccinated? Raise your hand, everybody. I think I believe you. A lot of times some people be lying. You gotta show your vaccination to get in here. If you're not vaccinated, please get vaccinated. If you are, tell somebody you know who isn't to please get vaccinated. I see your car, brother. The only way we're gonna get out of this is getting vaccinated and masking up indoors. We're not out of COVID yet. But we're here to celebrate hip hop. We got a couple people right here that's gonna come out with us. Am I gonna call them both at the same time? Uncle Rob?
Yeah, let's do it. It's a battle. It's a battle.
We got.
Oh!
They called him Killer Chuck last night. I heard you got a new name now.
Got a new name.
You got a new name.
Say
what it is.
I'm going to tell him.
But let me just say, we got the man who helped put it all together, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio in the house.
I want to say something here. Jumaane says he's the highest ranking black elected official in New York. What about me?
Hold on, Chuck. What's your new name?
I'm gonna give you some verse.
He was Killer Chuck in Staten
Island. He was Killer Chuck.
But now he's in Brooklyn.
Yeah, okay.
Here we go. My name is Chuck Schumer, notorious CES.
Ooh.
And we all know that Brooklyn's the best.
Yo,
raise your hands, give a shout. Now I'm gonna shut up because my rhyme ran out.
Wow.
Hey.
Very wise. Everybody.
Yes.
Jumaane's from Brooklyn.
Jumaane.
Chuck Schumer's from Brooklyn.
Yes.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
Ralph McDaniel. This is the great man right here. For decades and decades, he's promoted hip hop. Give Ralph a big Brooklyn shout out, everybody.
Brooklyn.
Wow.
Hey, hold on, Chuck. So something special happened this week.
Right. Something special I'm going to present it to the great Ralph. You know when hip-hop was formed? Its first birth, 1973.
Yeah.
A young lady going to high school. Her name?
Cindy.
Was Cindy. And her brother, Clive Campbell, started doing DJ down there, and he mixed and matched in a way no one had ever seen. They started calling it hip hop, and they started calling him DJ Kool Herc. That was August 11th, 1973. But I went to the floor of the Senate. You know, I'm the majority leader. So I can get a few things done. And I put a resolution on the floor labeling August 11th, forevermore, National Hip Hop Recognition Day. And I'm going to give it to the great historian of hip hop, Ralph, until I take it back for tomorrow night.
That's right. Give it up, Brooklyn.
All right, no stopping Brooklyn, no stopping New York City. Are we coming back, New York City? Look around you. You see some beauty all around you. Are we coming back from COVID? Yeah. God bless you all. Thank you for being here because you're part of this comeback, everyone. Thank you. God bless you all.
Here are concertgoers talking about their Brooklyn experience.
I'm Raph. I'm from Brooklyn, and my mom brought me here because she told me it was free.
What part of Brooklyn?
Sheepshead Bay.
My name is Bonu. I'm from, also from Brooklyn, Sheepshead Bay area, and I'm here to explore like the area with friends.
My name is Mason. I'm coming because I have nothing else to do. I'm bored.
What part are you from, New York City?
I'm from Brooklyn.
What part?
Sunset Park, right here.
Oh, right here. Okay, great. So you guys are extremely young. So is there anybody here that you want to see, or you're just here for the experience?
Here for the experience, but we've heard of Big Daddy Kane, so like it would be cool to see those types of artists.
Mano and Designer.
To be honest, I don't really know anybody here.
Okay.
Somebody, I'm too young.
Somebody else on the same thing. What's the experience? I know you just got here, but what's it like being here for people who are not here in New York? And how does it feel to have a concert where we're being, for people who are vaccinated?
It actually feels exciting. Like we're getting like out of the COVID-19 situation back to like real life, how it used to be before. And it's better than staying home and doing nothing, you know?
It's pretty cool. Yeah, to be back to normal.
It definitely feels safer.
Hi, I'm Kim. I'm originally from Brooklyn, born and raised. So I want to see what it's about.
What part of Brooklyn?
Gowanus Projects.
My name is Sarah. I'm originally from Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy, Ocean Avenue. And I just wanted to come to see the artists I like, Special Ed. Big fan of Mano's. Just come enjoy music and get out, especially after COVID. Being locked up, you know, to come out, just enjoy music is a good thing. Yeah. Beautiful vibe, aura.
Yeah. Well, who did you want to see here?
Everybody. COVID did it all. I want to see everybody get out. I wish I could have went to the one on Staten Island, but Bronx represented. I hope Brooklyn represent as much as the Bronx did.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, so y'all are special because you went to the Bronx when it was KRS-One, Kool Moe Dee, Furious Five, Slick Rick. Tell me, how was that like?
Excellent. KRS-One did his thing. He did his thing. I wish my phone didn't die because it died before I could record him.
Yes, it was awesome. KRS-One, Slick Rick. And it's just not, the artists didn't do just a good thing, a good performance. But just to be around people where there was no violence and everybody just like grew together and came, you know, nobody thought about COVID or race. It was just everybody partying together. That was awesome.
Yeah. How's it like to have this concert for people who are vaccinated? How does it make you feel, especially being in New York?
It makes me feel excellent. It makes me feel great. Great. Everybody came out peace, lovely, represent. You know, it is what it is in this day and age. Vaccination is the key. It's the key. If you ain't never had COVID, you don't want to get COVID, believe you me, I was with some people and I was the only one vaccinated. We was together and when we left, all of them had COVID and I didn't get COVID.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, I'm one of the ones that had COVID and wasn't vaccinated. And it made me get vaccinated because I was questioning it. Now that I got vaccinated, let's just say COVID is a thing you do not want to experience. It's not, I thank God my family and I survived from it. We don't have, you know, we weren't in the hospital on ventilators, but it's something I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy.
Yeah. Appreciate that. And for those people who didn't go to Bronx, but they are here in Brooklyn, is there a different vibe or is it the same or?
I really can't say because I know that the crowd, from my observation, the crowd here is more younger than the crowd that was in the Bronx. The Bronx was old school from the 60s on up. not too many 80s babies, you know, but the Bronx, them 70s, those that lived 70s and 80s and 90s, we came and we represent. Here looks like more 90s babies, but we'll see.
Yeah, so how's it like being here, this atmosphere in the Bronx compared to like being here in Brooklyn?
Well, the vibe, the people are a little bit younger. And in the Bronx, it was just like a lot of 70s, 80s. And you got to see the B-boys and the B-girls breakdance, which is something you definitely don't see now because everything is about twerking. So that was just so awesome, just to see the B-boys and, you know, like I said, everybody just to get along and sing together and just in perfect harmony. It was just so awesome.
I'm St. Croix, but I live in Brooklyn, and what brought me to celebrate is I was tired of being in the house, hiding away from COVID, and so I'm vaccinated, and I thought it would be a great way to, like, you know, tiptoe back into the socializing world and just to meet up with friends and family and have a good day.
Well, I live here in Brooklyn, and usually during the summertime, we have, like, a lot of music events, and that's what I normally look forward to. Last year was a crazy year. We didn't do anything. We've been cooped up in the house. So this was an opportunity to come out, be with friends, have fun, listen to good music, and just have a really good time. And it's much needed after all of what we're dealing with anyway.
Hi, I'm Althea, originally from Jamaica, but I've been in Brooklyn for almost 30 years. I tried to get the Central Park location, to be honest, and I didn't. And this was like definitely my second choice, but I'm having a great time. I'm here with my wife and my good friend, who will be anonymous. And yeah, I had some delicious food. We had a chicken sandwich, fries. As you can tell, the music is good, the breeze is good. I'm having a good time. Holla, Brooklyn.
Holla, Brooklyn. And talk to me about what it feels like to be vaccinated, like having a concert for people who are vaccinated, how important that is for us.
Very important, because I don't trust the unvaccinated. I do not trust the unvaccinated. Get vaccinated. It's important. Protect your health.
Well, I got vaccinated early, and there was a lot of pushback from, like, other family members who didn't trust the vaccine. So to finally have a celebration where there's a positive for being vaccinated, I felt like it was a great time to, like, come back out. And I'm glad that we got vaccinated, because it feels like there's a little protection, and I feel a lot more safe with it.
I begrudgingly got vaccinated, but in the end, I'm happy that I did it. Like, you know, I know that I'm protected. I know that everyone else around me is now protected. So in the end, it's a good thing for everyone involved, including myself.
Yes, and I'm so glad that you're vaccinated. Better late than never, right? That's amazing. And who are you all looking forward to see today?
Big Daddy K.
Yes.
To be honest, I don't even know who's on the
I'm keeping that. How about you?
I'm Rebecca. I'm from Canada, and I am super excited because I just moved to the city. So I'm excited to celebrate moving on, I guess, a new start, and hopefully the end of COVID. Yeah.
What part of Canada, and what brought you here to New York?
I'm from the west coast of Canada, from Vancouver, and he brought me here. So I'm with him and looking for work myself, and kind of just enjoying the city and the vibe, and it's amazing. So. From where I'm from.
Come on, introduce yourself, and why are you here in Brooklyn?
I'm Daniel Knopp. So I'm originally from the Netherlands. That's where we met. We both did the same program, and we kind of fell in love over time. And I'm currently studying at Columbia, and that's why she came. She wanted to be in New York because the East Coast is better than the West Coast. I mean, what can I say?
I am so happy you brought her here. Welcome to both of you. So what is it like being here, and who are you looking forward to see?
Ooh,
That's a good question. Well, no, we're looking forward to two people, specifically Designer, because we have a song that we kind of was our road trip song recently. We had a playlist of like four songs. Timmy Turner was like a constant song. So for me, and then who's your person?
Mano.
I like Mano. Ever since If Tomorrow Comes, the album, I loved it.
Okay. No old school artists like Big Daddy Kane. Okay, I just wanted to check.
David Rapper.
So how does it feel that the city is doing these concerts, especially that's free and you have to be vaccinated?
Super cool. Big fan. Where my family is in Canada, not where I'm kind of mostly living, isn't very vaccine positive. So I'm really excited about this, and I'm a big fan, honestly. I think it's a really hard situation because I understand people's hesitancies, but I think I don't see a way forward other than that, and I think this is kind of an incentive almost, like to get back to life. Yeah,
I mean, we always love going to festivals in the summer, and there weren't any for over a year. And to bring it back like this, I think it's great. If more people get vaccinated because of it, even better. Because the new normal, I want it to be the old normal.
In each borough, different artists spray painted murals to represent the graffiti culture in hip hop. Here's my conversation with one of them.
My name is Jenna Morello, and I'm currently painting for Thrive with three other artists for, Back to...
We're going to toss it to
Homecoming, Homecoming at my set. So it's cool. They have us show up for like an outdoor event to paint, and we show up and paint. Yes.
How long have you been a graffiti artist, or a painter, I should say, and what is inspiring you to like continue doing this work?
I'm really bad at graffiti, but I do paint, so that's what, like, I paint. I don't do letters. That's why I had the other guy come through those. I paint now. I usually do aerosol, but... It's just, I'm lucky enough that it's become my job now. So I keep coming back because I like it, but I get paid, which is really cool now. You know what I mean? So it's something I like to do and I make money off of it. So it's two birds at one stone. It's great. So as long as we're doing that, I will continue to come back.
If for people who are not here in the Brooklyn Homecoming concert, what's the atmosphere like? How does it feel to be here and creating art?
For people that aren't... I think it right now feels nice because it's like semi-normalcy and we're outside and we have all of, we're distancing, but it kind of feels normal and there's art and there's music and this is probably like the first normal thing that I felt, you know what I mean, in a while. I like this. I like this a lot. Like I said, I haven't been out, so it's super nice that I get to came out and I'm actually not far from my house and it was nice that it's outside. It wasn't too hot. No, it's really nice.
So I'm a teacher and we don't really have art in schools. What do you say for students who don't have art in their schools and how they can still be able to be creative and do the work that you do?
I think you can go home and do it. I'm trying to think. I had art in my school, but like nothing crazy. But I think if it's something you like YouTube, the internet, half of what I learned how to do, I learned online. I didn't learn in school. Or I learned from experience. My form of art isn't one that's generally taught in school. You know what I mean? So spray cans, I had to learn completely out. So if you have a passion for it, then I just think do it, regardless if it's offered in school or not. Because what you like might not even be offered there anyway.
And then this piece, can you explain... What made you decide to have, of course, the Brooklyn Bridge and the rats?
Okay, so this is like school. This is a group project. I am told I have to come here and paint with someone else that I've never met before. So we show up and we try to combine styles. Her style are these characters. So I wanted to incorporate something familiar with Brooklyn. So I threw the Brooklyn Bridge. I use these colors a lot. I use this sunset fade. I believe she said her characters were from Brooklyn. I did not feel like doing the letters, so I had the guy around the other side come spray paint, and then Mayor de Blasio came and signed it.
The hip-hop concert series ended in Queens at Forest Hill Stadium. There were plenty of hip-hop artists, including a surprise appearance by DMC of Run DMC and major headliners like Too Short and George Clinton and the P-Funk Band. With over an hour set, including rap done by his grandson and backup singers, it was a true tribute to the man who put funk on the map. Here's what folks had to say about the whole experience.
Okay, my name is Shannon Woodson. I'm from Long Island, and I'm a teacher.
My name is Monique Travis. I'm from Jersey.
Okay, what part of Jersey?
Central South Brunswick.
Nice, nice. And what do you teach?
I teach fifth grade.
Where do you teach and what?
I'm in Valley Stream in Long Island.
Oh, you're on the island. Okay, very nice. So if y'all could just talk about what brought you here to the concert and who were you really excited to see and how was it?
What brought me here was just the music, hip hop. I just love hip hop. I grew up on hip hop. My father was a DJ, so I was always around hip hop. Growing up, 80s hip hop, and you know, growing into the 90s and seeing it evolve. Just, I like the way that it transformed, but it's, you know, it kept its core. I liked everybody that was here. Too Short and EPMD from Long Island. You know, I put my father in while we were there, while they were on the stage, and he was, you know, jamming to it. So it's like the intergenerational bond that we have that music brings us together. So I love music.
I came, of course, because George Clinton. How can you not? I feel like this is once in a lifetime. He's finally back out performing. Couldn't miss. But Mobb Deep, they're my favorite rap group. So I've seen them perform at Summer Jam. And now I got to see them perform again. Too Short, because how can you not love Too Short? It was great to see members from Run DMC and other people. But yeah, I wanted to go to other concerts, but I decided to stick with Queens, and I'm glad I did.
And when it comes to the vaccination, how did it feel to be fully vaccinated here and have this concert here in Queens?
It felt good. I mean, you know, it's still out there. So, you know, with the Delta variant here and looming, you know, it's still a little scary. But, you know, just having the vaccination just kind of gives me a little bit more comfort in knowing that I am protected. So that's how I feel about it.
Same. It's made me feel comfortable that everybody's on the same page. Also, I like the fact that I was outside and I set up in the stands, so it was way more spaced out, so I didn't have to worry about people sitting on top of me.
Hi, my name is Namira. I'm from Queens, born and brought up, and I kind of saw this as an opportunity to get out and like get everything back in motion after COVID and really just like kind of come back as a community. And I kind of really enjoyed that this concert was free because it was something that was accessible to a lot of people.
Excellent. What part of Queens are you from?
I'm from Rego Park, Forest Hills area.
My name is Isadora. I'm from Queens, and I went to this concert because my friends told me about it, and this was like one of the first things to do when I got back, and I thought it'd be fun. And I'm from Forest Hills.
My name is Daniel. I'm from Forest Hills, and I came to this concert just as a chance to like hang out with my friends, get like a good experience, you know, just enjoy some music.
Hi, my name is Danielle. I'm from Rego Park. I came to this concert, well, for one, it was free, and I love hip-hop, and I love music, and dancing, and everything, and I've never really been to a concert. It's my first one. I mean, from this, I definitely want to go to more, but it was definitely a great experience.
Awesome. So what's the atmosphere? Have you been inside yet?
Yeah.
How's it like? Explain for people who haven't been here.
Yeah.
Well, loud. It's very loud, but not in a bad way.
Yeah, it's, like, really good energy, you know? The, like, crowd, it's, like, everybody's really excited, and it's, like, it's just a good vibe.
Yeah, you can definitely see everyone smiling, cheering each other on when they're dancing. It's really nice to be in there.
You know, how's that feel that you're vaccinated and you're able to go to this free concert around the city?
I think it's really good that they're like trying to enforce it here. You know, you can't come in here if you're not vaccinated. They check the vaccine card. And it's just like, it's really good that they're actually taking measures to like enforce this.
It makes everyone feel safe. So that's a good thing in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I feel lucky to be in New York, and the first place that's mandating it this much. I feel really lucky to be here.
My name is Kenyetta Bailey, and I'm originally from Lawrenceville, Georgia. I teach dance at a high school in Lower Manhattan. So it was a hip hop concert in Forest Hills. I'm a child of the 80s and 90s, so it was just nice to see legends on stage like George Clinton.
Was there anybody that you were really looking forward to seeing, or were you just happy to be in the space?
I was really happy to be in the space, but I was really excited when Too Short came out because I'm from the East Coast and he's a West Coast rapper, so that was nice to see.
And as far as having a concert that's for fully vaccinated people to try to get the city to come back and be reopened, how did that feel to be in a space knowing that people were fully vaccinated and it was a free concert.
Aside from the cool part that it was free, it just felt safer knowing that everyone in there was vaccinated. And I really liked the fact that the crowd was just a little bit smaller, so we had a little more space to move about.
And for people who didn't go to the concert, what would you describe the space like? How was it being there and seeing George Clinton and the P-Funk band do their thing?
Just exciting. It was legendary. George Clinton, he's like 80 years old. Legend. Like, when are you ever going to see that again in your lifetime? Just the energy was up on stage. The musicians were amazing. And then the crowd, like, nobody was fighting or shoving. Everyone just out there having a good time, enjoying themselves.
Unfortunately, I was not one of the lucky ones who made it to the Great Lawn by three to enjoy the music before the storm. However, while waiting for the train back home, I met a woman who was able to see some of the major acts before it was canceled.
So my name is Gabby and I live in Cobble Hill, and I came out to hear some great singers and bands and celebrate.
And who are you most excited to see?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably Santana, maybe? Or LL Cool J.
And how early did you get here to be able to get inside? Because a lot of people weren't able to get in. So.
Yeah, like 3 o'clock, 3:30.
Okay. How was it? Because I wasn't inside, so for people who wasn't, I waited 2 hours, I couldn't get in. So.
No way.
Yeah, how was it like inside, and how was the atmosphere and being in a concert again on the Great Lawn?
So, I mean, I think it's a little weird still, right, with Delta, but we were actually able to kind of be spaced on the lawn, I guess because you guys were still outside. So it was nice to dance a little bit. We got to see Earth, Wind & Fire, and it's kind of sad that it started pouring, but I think it's probably appropriate for what's going on.
As everyone said, it felt good and safe to be at a concert with others celebrating hip-hop in its birthplace, New York City. If you're still questioning whether or not to be vaccinated, I hope hearing these experiences helps you to understand the pandemic is far from over until every one of us does our duty and gets vaccinated. Thanks to everyone who took the time to speak to me about their experience at the concerts, including my teacher pal, Kenyetta. Thanks to my Syracuse friends, Latoya, Ayana, and Shiger for venturing out with me to the concerts. Thanks to Mayor Bill de Blasio, the City of New York, Clive Davis, and all those who helped to make this event safe and possible. Thanks to my cheerleader and supporter of the podcast, Adela McCovey. Music was provided by Scott Nice, Macchiato Funky, and Raspberry Sounds. The quote this month is from KRS-One, "Hip is the knowledge and hop is the movement." Thanks for listening.